Dr. Jeffrey Halstead has been Canandaigua's hometown dentist for more than 35 years, offering routine dental care as well as cosmetic dentistry, implants, and dentures by their highly trained and experienced staff. Visit them online at canandaiguadentistry.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram. Today on Inside the FLX, we are getting an update from WellNow about the future of service there after an agreement was not reached with Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield by the January 1st deadline that had been imposed in October. Joining us via Zoom is Dr. Robert Birnbaum, WellNow's Chief Medical Officer, who was here just a couple months ago, talked to us about the situation. Dr. Birnbaum, thanks so much for taking the time. Give us an update. Where do we stand right now, now that the deadline has passed? What's the situation?
So as we've discussed, it is past the first year, and WellNow is out of network with Excellus, for kind of the Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Southern Tier, North Country area. So what does that mean for the everyday person, right? Because people don't understand this. It's lingo that we use that unfortunately patients get pulled into, and they shouldn't have to be. So what that means is they can still come to WellNow. What happens is they would be charged an out-of-network rate, but we would still run their insurance because there are some out-of-network benefits that people do have. And so we still would run their insurance. We would charge an out-of-network rate, which is $165 for that visit, but we would run insurance to see what was covered. And obviously it would reimburse patients if we needed to do that. So we want to make sure patients don't think they can't be seen. And I think that's the one thing I want to get out there is I've heard that patients feel like, oh, I can't go. And that's not the case.
One thing that I've seen crop up on social the last 3-4 days here is this perception that now if you go to WellNow, it's going to cost, if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member, that it's going to cost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to get through the door. Talk to us a little bit about that cost difference, what that total cost could be for a visit to a WellNow clinic, even for a person who is out of network, carrying Excellus insurance that ultimately isn't accepted like it was, just a few weeks ago.
Sure. No, we charge an out-of-network rate, which is $165. And so I've read some of that, and I try not to comment when I read those on social media. But when you think about someone, it's the beginning of the year who has a high deductible. And they come in for, say, an ankle injury. Those initial costs are out of their pocket anyway, right? Because high deductible plans, the best high deductible plan I've seen is $750, right? But they go up to $6,000. And so when you think about that type of patient, the cost is probably relatively cost neutral, right? Because we're going to charge not a network fee and still run their plan. And knowing that they may have a high deductible, it would be that they would have to pay the overall cost of the visit anyway. So I do think there is kind of this feeling, oh my gosh, it's going to be super expensive. But in reality, we do have it on a network rate.
Yeah. Negotiations, are they continuing? Are talks continuing? Are they stalled or are they dead? Like where do you guys stand with that? Still trying to make it happen?
Yeah, we're waiting on Excellus. I've read the statement from Excellus that says, and I'm paraphrasing, we offered WellNow an increase. They turned us down. So WellNow is going out of network. I read that, and it's one of those things that I shook my head a little bit because it felt like wordplay in my mind. So when you offer a very small increase, so you can say you offered an increase, to then go out of network is really what happened. And what we're asking for is pretty simple. Excellus in Buffalo and Western New York acknowledges and sees us as an urgent care, and they see us as different than primary care. And we're reimbursed because we are seen in Western New York and Buffalo as an urgent care. However, Excellus 60 miles down the road is not going to reimburse us the same way. And so my question back to Excellus is, I need to understand the difference of the 60 miles. because we're acknowledged as an urgent care in Buffalo/Western New York and paid an urgent care rate, but the reimbursement rates in Rochester, Syracuse, and Utica aren't going to be the same.
Have they given you any kind of answer as to why they are going that route?
Nope. No answer. Still waiting on that answer. It's very strange for us because it just doesn't make any sense. And we're not asking for anything that they're not already delivering in a different area.
Yeah. You and I talked, I believe, in November. And after that interview, a lot of folks that I spoke with in the region felt a bit like they were looking at the situation as if, well, something will work. It'll get worked out before January 1st. It'll get worked out before January 1st. What were you hearing from officials, healthcare officials, local officials across the region as this date approached? And now that it passed and, you know, the situation has come to pass where now, now serving a lot of rural communities that don't have access to other urgent care facilities are kind of put on an island for Excellus customers.
You know, we obviously, if you go to our website, urgentcarecounts.com, there are a lot of letters from elected officials to Excellus. Because exactly your concern, you know, obviously I'm a physician, so I'm forever hopeful. And, you know, prior to the end of the year, I was really hoping that this would occur. And I know in a lot of rural areas, we may be the only choice, and that doesn't, you know, that's not an ideal situation, right? You know, we say that and we're not saying it, you know, other than we want to be able to serve that community, but that's not ideal either. You know, I will say it today, like I've said in the past, primary care is the backbone of healthcare. And in rural communities, at times we have to serve in that, you know, as primary care providers, and we don't want to, because it's really not, that's not our scope, right? We're urgent care. We are that go-between. So I'm hearing, you know, it's disappointing for people who are either elected officials or in areas where the areas are significantly rural and we are some of the only choice.
Yeah. When you think about the most consequential thing that comes from this in the next 3 to 6 months for some of those communities, what comes to mind first?
So I think two things. First thing is I leave with being a physician and being a parent, a family member. I worry that people are going to delay care, and delayed care is never a good idea. That's my biggest concern, is the delay of care.
Yeah.
My second is we're going to overall increase the cost of care in these communities. So if people make the decision, they don't want to come to Wellnow because we're out of network, and they decide to go to an emergency department, that is an overall increase in cost of care. Because something that we could have managed, you know, is now being managed in an emergency department at 10 times the cost. And that increases the overall cost of care, which affects, people don't realize, that affects actually healthcare in New York State across the spectrum.
Yeah. When you think about some of these communities that have, you know, maybe just one or two community hospitals covering hundreds of miles, yep, literally, when you think about the strain that those emergency rooms are likely going to feel in the next couple months, especially while we're still in what is the heart of flu season, what concerns you there? Do you think that we're maybe late enough in the winter that perhaps we, you know, the region could be shielded from some of that? Or do you think that could very well be an issue?
No, I think it's currently an issue already in emergency departments. You know, emergency departments, it is winter season. It is a season, you know, I'm a board certified emergency medicine physician. During the season, emergency departments are always exceptionally busy. And so this will add to that burden. And so, you know, in emergency department wait times right now, you know, people are, you know, 4 to 6 hours wait times. And when you take communities where there's one hospital and it's a catchment area of a very large area, and we may be the only, you know, alternative care from an urgent care standpoint, all we're going to do is increase wait times in the emergency department and decrease the overall quality of care in that community.
some of the reaction that I've read online to the Excella statements leans kind of in this category. Well, why doesn't WellNow just charge less? Or WellNow is just going to have to charge less to patients so that this thing can get worked out and they can make the reimbursement rates that Excellus is giving is telling them to take workable. How do you respond to that? Because it's so much more complicated than that, obviously. We talked about this extensively the last time you were on. Yeah. I'm curious like how you're approaching that now that that is really like one of the main arguments, frankly, that's being leveraged against you guys in the public sphere.
Yeah, people are saying just settle. Yeah. And I think the hard part and the way I've answered is so that people can understand, you think about, let's go back to 2017. Mm-hmm. What did something that you would buy at a grocery store cost in 2017? And take that comparison to 2023 and now 2024, right? Yep. You look at the overall increase in minimum wage. You look at the overall increase in wages in New York State, all positive things, right? These are good things that our state is doing. But now we're being asked to actually receive less for the same care, even though inflation has gone up. The pandemic has completely changed healthcare in terms of overall cost of really having a strong medical staff, cost of having really good clinical supporting team members. But we're being told, but you should just take less payment. It's impossible to continue to run a business like that. Because what happens when you run a business like that is it isn't a good long-term solution, for business.
Yeah. Last question before we get you out of here. What happens now when an Excellus subscriber walks into a WellNow clinic? Walk us through what that process looks like, just to sort of debunk some of the concerns that folks might have about that maybe being a daunting process or a confusing process.
So it's almost identical to when we were in network. So they present, they obviously are going to see signs because we want to make sure that we are open and transparent. Because I think that's really critical. And we've been very transparent about what's happening. We take the person's insurance card, we actually run it through the system, and we collect an out-of-network fee. And I think people are expecting, one of my family members was like, so if I go, will they turn me away? I'm like, no, that just doesn't happen, right? So yeah. We greet everyone like we always have. We're going to take amazing care of people. We do collect the $165 out-of-network fee up front.
Right.
And we then run their card. And obviously, if there was some reimbursement that needed to be made after we received a claim back from Excellus, we would take care of the patient. But people can expect the exact same great care that we've been providing all these years in these areas. So the care does not change, just that beginning process changes a little.
All right, Dr. Beerbohm, thanks so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me again.